Well, hey there. Happy New Year.
Cat, like, do you know what? This podcast is a little bit late because he's got, I forgot that it was Monday. Like, how weird. I'm just out of practice because today is officially, I should have forgotten because today is my official first day back at work. And I'm pretty excited because Michaela is coming and we had a bit of a pre-work meeting, which was awesome. Just because usually we find we spend the first like 3 hours just yammering and busting out ideas and catching up and all that. And we thought, let's get that out of the way and then get this proper mahi today. Anyway, so we did these. So I had the best bloody weekend. I did a breathwork and somatic dance workshop yesterday morning. Ah, it was even. It was complete even. Boogied around, did a whole lot of breathing, got my lungs expanded, felt expansive. Expansive is a good way to start. So I've got a big commitment to my body this year, big commitment to looking after my body and to doing just all the boring. It's not even that, you know, walking, breathing, fuck, it's not that exciting, is it? Like walking and breathing, 101 humaning, but doing it properly because I don't know about you. I don't walk enough and I don't breathe properly. I shallow breathe. Like, you're really excited, but I talk really fast. So, we're doing lots of breath work. And so that has been healing. So, how has your year started? Did you make any stupid fucking resolutions, or have you made commitments? You made commitments? I'm doing more creativity, more movements. That's it really for me. That is it for me. And I'm bloody excited about this year. I am literally fired up. Have a program started calling fired up later this month, which I'm fucking excited about. And they're doing lots and lots of writing. And something I'm super passionate about is people living amazing lives. That wouldn't be even looks like for you, right? I don't care whether that amazing life looks like a cabin on a hill on your own, or an amazing life looks like a mansion filled with 25 people and stuff. I don't know what your amazing version of your life is, but whatever it is, I think you should live it because it's not a fucking dress rehearsal, right? This is not a dress rehearsal. And you get one crack. I don't believe you get one crack at life. I believe in the afterlife, and I believe that we have millions and billions of lives. But I do believe you get one crack at being this character. I get one crack at playing Lisa, a female in New Zealand, born in 1970. I get one crack at that. One crack at the character. And so it's like, what are you doing with that character? What are you doing with this magnificent life that you've been given? So that's why I like my persona, because it takes life seriously and it means that I'm living on purpose and it allows me to make daily, weekly, monthly, and annual commitments to myself so that I'm on purpose and I'm not wasting my life. And that doesn't mean I'm not lying on the floor eating chocolate, or I'm not lying on couch watching a movie. It's not what that means at all. That just means that I'm on purpose. So my purpose might be to lie down, just rest. And that's fine. So it's giving yourself permission to get what you need, to do what you have to do, to live the best way possible for you. For you. And this is the other problem. We subscribe to all these fucking channels where we think we have to live like everyone else and we don't. And you might have, you know, you might know someone that's a vegetarian. You might know someone that goes running every day. You might know someone that has the cleanest house in New Zealand. Well, do you know what? You don't need to do any of those things. You get to decide. You might want those things. You want them, yeah. But don't do it because some other dick's doing it. And because, worse than that, because you've subscribed to a whole pile of shunts. Bloody subscribing to shunts. So that is the problem, right? So subscribing to shunts is one of the biggest problems we have because we're not living our lives that way. And so I'm like getting rid of all my shunts, getting rid of all that bullshit and just really leaning into what I want. And I've got some very exciting work this week. I'm really excited because I think I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know. I've got 11 mentoring appointments this week with 11 extraordinary people who want to reclaim their lives, who want to sort their shit out, who want to live on purpose, who want to actually turn into themselves. And they need a bit of bossy old dog, right? Bossy. and good at pushing people into possibilities. So I'm really excited about it. So I've got kind of loans and loans. I've got like, I think I've got three a day. One, two, three. Yeah, for 4 days I've got. Yeah, there you go. Three a day for 4 days. And that's on my happy place. One-on-one treats all the people. And then I'm doing lots of planning all my speaking gigs because I've got so many exciting speaking opportunities coming in this year where I'm going to be at conferences and meeting large hordes of gorgeous people. So that's exciting. So this week for me is all about focusing on these 12 people and getting the best start ever to the year and helping them to liberate themselves from all their shilling and to get stuck into what does it mean to be them. And the great thing about these sessions are, you know, I don't know about you, but I went to a life coach a million years ago, and I'm like, God, 25 years ago. And I loved it because I got to A, talk about myself, and I got a partner in my progress. I got someone that went, how's that going? Because, you know, you can sit and go, I didn't do this. I didn't do that. But who says to you, and how's that going? And who believes in you until you believe in yourself? And believing in yourself is really hard sometimes, and you need a belief buddy. So that's kind of what I'm doing this week, doing lots of belief, lots of leaning in, can't wait, very excited, and doing lots of writing. So that is me. That's my world. And just lots and lots of people and lots of energy going outwards. So all my energy's been going inwards for the last 2 weeks, just kind of sucking up life and directing it into me, and now going out. So there you go. I'm excited. What's happening in your week? What are you doing? What is your focuses? I'm doing 10 minutes of stillness every day. Complete stillness. Like meditation. Sitting very still. And I'm doing creative things. Drawing, painting, writing. And with no outcome attached. So not hand by numbers that I have to get it right. You know, because that's boring, isn't it? Not where I'm sewing something and I have to create an outcome. Doing things that I want to do just like part of that, like colouring with crayons. Get some fucking, I'm doing a lot of this, watercolour painting and colouring with crayons. Get some crayons and just pretend you're 5 years old and draw a house and draw a tree. Like, remember when you were a kid and you used to draw like really bad trees and stuff? Funny. And it's just so much fun. And the interesting thing is the judgment you get from it. And we judge ourselves so hard. So hard. So that's what I'm looking at. I'm getting rid of my judgment. I'm just playing in creative spaces. I've been so in the lace of the earth. I've got lots of those lace, and I found this cool shirt, a tweed vest, an angel, and I've covered it in vintage lace. And oh my God, it is an extraordinary thing to behold. And on the weekend, I went to New Zealand's first ever stationery festival, because I am a stationery slut. And that was in Martinborough. And I wore my new shirt with all the lace, and people were coming up to me saying, oh, I just love your shirt. And I was like, wow, thank you. Well, thank you so much. It's a second-hand shirt. I'm into this. I'm really into sustainability. And I've been a fucking big consumer, so I've got some points to make up, some aura points, you know, because I've done a lot of consuming. And now I'm only into forever clothes. So I love the idea of buying second-hand and repurposing them. So buy a second, I put another second shirt, you know, I'm just tart that up, just the new buttons and things, and I find that really interesting, and it's a bit like the game you play when you look in your fridge, you know, what can I make for dinner, but this is turning something old into something cool. That's a cool game to play. So I'm just turning old things, I'm into, that's kind of my vibe this year, just way more creativity in living, like, I said yesterday, workshop yesterday, and it was really cute. There was a man there, and someone said, why are you here? And he said, because I'm saying yes this year, I'm doing things that I'm not saying no to anything, I'm just getting stuff shot. And I was like, that is the way to live, isn't it? So that's what we're doing. We are living, not existing. Whew. So that's that. Pretty excited. It's a great time to be alive. 2026 is exciting, and we've still got a wee bit of the year of the snake to go, because it hasn't happened yet. People are all like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, no, but in Chinese astrology, we don't start that until February 17. So you've got a bit of shedding time, a bit of time to shed, a bit of time to sort your shit out, a bit of time to get clear on what you want. So if you have a pocket of time today, maybe just sit and think, who do I want to be? What do I want? go onto my Instagram. I've been doing, I did 12 days of planning, and there's 12 videos there you could watch all about the 12 different things, 12 different energies of how you could kind of, you know, get your year planned out, because I'm really big on this. And, you know, a new year is fun because it's a fresh start. It's like a new journal or a new book or a new pair of shoes, right? It's new. But it's not the only thing. Like, just relax, because you've got all the time. You can reinvent yourself every day. Every day. You can reinvent yourself anytime you want to. Like, I love that. And people think, oh, it's over. You know, I did a video because a friend of mine said, oh, I've fucked up New Year. You can't fuck up New Year. What are you talking about? Start on the 1st of May. Start today. Just do whatever you will. So don't feel like that. You just certainly have. Unless you're dead, then it's over. Right, but if you're alive, work. Off you go. So that's it. Get up, get moving, and go do something that your future self is going to love you for. Right, get busy. I'm going to go and write a whole big, I'm really excited. We're relaunching. Well, I've got new things happening in the Energy Club. So if you're in the Energy Club, Energy Club is a very cool club where you get texts from me every day and you get all kinds of things. And we're rejigging a bit of Energy Club to make it all better this year. I love it. It's like my little community of little energizers, people that are desperately committed to their, they're not desperate, but they're just committed to their energy. I want to see the whole world Energy Club, because everyone needs to be more committed to their energy, because that's all you've got. Energy, energy, energy. That's what it's all about. There you go. Right. Have a lovely Monday. Happy first week back for me, and maybe for you. Go out there and have an amazing day. Bye.